The announcement got kudos and criticism from those closely watching the state selection of a massive clean energy project.
We're pleased that the process is moving ahead, and we're very pleased that Northern Pass has been terminated.
That's Brad Campbell, head of the Conservation Law Foundation here in Boston. CLF vigorously opposed Northern Pass. Then, after Massachusetts utilities couldn't negotiate 20-year contracts for the Northern Pass electricity, state officials pulled the plug on the proposal and went with Plan B to bring hydroelectric power from Quebec through Maine. Campbell says that project also poses environmental concerns, but they're manageable.
We believe they can ultimately be addressed in the permitting process, especially given that roughly two-thirds of the line is in the existing right-of-way.
The $950 million Maine project would run 145 miles of new transmission line from Canada to Lewiston, Maine, where it would hook into the regional grid. Dan Dolan, who represents electric power generators in New England and opposes any state mandate requiring utilities to buy clean energy, says buyers beware.
In our estimation, it's going to be one of the most expensive power contracts that Massachusetts consumers will ever have to pay for.
Dolan estimates wholesale electric rates for the Canadian hydroelectric power could be double, even triple current prices. Massachusetts Department of Public Utilities will begin hearings into the Maine project at the end of April. I'm Bruce Gellerman in Boston.
And from Maine Public Radio, I'm Fred Bever in Portland. The big winner, Central Maine Power, is a subsidiary of international energy giant Avangrid, and it's the largest transmission provider in Maine. CMP spokesman John Carroll disputes concerns about the price to consumers. He says that all of New England recently helped pay for major upgrades here that were needed for the regional grid's reliability, upgrades that the new project would benefit from.
We're able to plug into that and further leverage what New England has already invested in. And it just makes the project more economical for everyone.
He says adding competition to the regional energy marketplace will drive prices down by billions of dollars. But some here also worry that the project's design will make it harder for local solar or wind projects to tap into the grid. And the Natural Resources Council of Maine is firmly opposing the plan.
Lots of negative impacts on the ground and no clear benefits to our climate.
The NRCM's Dylan Voorhees says that so far, no one has offered hard evidence that Hydro-Québec would actually provide new renewable energy to Massachusetts rather than just shifting around existing capacity. But Hydro-Québec spokeswoman Lynn Saint-Laurent says the Massachusetts contract would drive down greenhouse gas emissions.
We are absolutely convinced that this will bring GHG reductions. We have additional energy available for sale to our export markets. We have the capacity.
CMP says it expects to win state and federal permits in time for a 2019 groundbreaking. I'm Fred Bever in Portland.
And from New Hampshire Public Radio, I'm Annie Ropeek in Concord. Central Maine Power's victory in Massachusetts is a big loss for Eversource in New Hampshire. The utility's embattled Northern Pass proposal to bring Canadian hydropower through the White Mountains has a price tag of $1.6 billion, and a long-term deal with the Bay State would have helped pay for it. But Eversource spokesman Martin Murray says this isn't the end.
What we're seeing is a growing demand and a recognition that this sort of energy is desired.
For now, he says they'll focus on appealing for their final building permit, which the New Hampshire Site Evaluation Committee denied in February. The appeal may end up at the state Supreme Court months from now, and longtime opponents aren't backing down. Here's Jack Savage of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests.
I think everybody who's been involved in this will stay extremely vigilant.
Even if Northern Pass can get built, energy analyst Jim Bride says they'll need a new financial backer.
You can't just build a project this big on spec. It needs to be anchored by, you know, a long-term credible off-taker.
Eversource and myriad other developers who lost out in Massachusetts this year may not have long to wait. Southern New England states are already planning their next big clean energy purchases. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Annie Ropeek in Concord.